I'm sure you realize this first reading is again Jeremiah as an anticipated Christ. His sufferings and his the opposition. And if we enter into that, or if rather we let Jesus speak through him, we can hear the agony of Jesus in these last weeks and months of his life, when obviously he could see the time had come for him to die. And this terror, denounce him. All those who are my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. And then this line about let me witness the vengeance you take on them. The part of that Jesus could never say. But the other part, praying that the Father's justice be manifest, yes. Now the Father's justice, you see, is his capacity to punish, but his offer of forgiveness, right? Nobody goes to hell unless they want to. The Lord offers throughout all of someone's life a chance to receive his forgiveness, even at the last moment. And only those who refuse it. This is a glimpse into the soul and the heart of Jesus. Then the psalm, Psalm 18, the same thing, right? The breakers of death surged around me. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. And then we come to the gospel. And this again, this is chapter 10 this time. Again, this confrontation is bitter. They picked up stones to kill him. And he said, I've done these many good works. For which of these are you going to stone me? And they said, we're not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. And here it's clear. You, a man, are making yourself God. Exactly right. He's got to tell them who he is. So he does. And he said, you have plenty of proof of this. Plenty. The works my Father does in me, are they not enough? If you look closely at what I'm doing, don't you see my Father at work in me? You see, the works of Jesus manifest the Father. And he says here to them, if you can't believe me, believe the works. Look and see who is at work in me. He'll say the same thing to the disciples at the Last Supper. Look and see the works. Let the Father manifest himself through these works. And then he promises, we'll do greater works than these. Why? Because he at work in us is revealing the Father. And revealing the Father in his present state, which is glorious. So the works are greater because they reveal the completed reality of Jesus now, you know, transformed and living in glory with the Father dwelling in him. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And so, ask the Lord to give you a sense of what the church gives us these for a reason, right? So that we will begin to understand the interior suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have these things here. From the Psalms, from the readings, and so forth. And if we let the Word of God find a home in us, we will begin to understand the depth of that. Our Lord showed it to Margaret Mariella Cook in another way. Look at this heart of mine, which has loved so much. And you say, well, you're in heaven now. I mean, this can't touch you. And he said, my little friend, you are really still very ignorant. Very ignorant. You come to me and I will show you. I will show you how I can be in unimaginable bliss and still suffering. Suffering in my body. How many are being persecuted or being starved? My body. And I still know this rejection. How could I be completely oblivious and happy when there are millions who reject me to their own ruin? Can that make me happy? And so there's a mystery here of the ongoing suffering of Christ, who is in glory.